The Coast Guard is about to change commandants with the pending retirement of Admiral Paul Zukunft and the nomination of Vice Admiral Carl Schultz. So what does it take to make a Coast Guard commandant smile? A billion-dollar budget boost sure helps. Here with more, Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. And Scott, I guess let's talk about that budget plus up. They're pretty happy about that over at the Coast Guard. What do they get, and what do they plan to do with it?
The Coast Guard has been the ugly stepchild of the military for quite a while.
Or at least the stepchild.
Right, that's right.
Maybe not so ugly.
The neglected one, how about that? But they're finally getting some of the funds that they need, and part of that $1 billion is an icebreaker, a heavy icebreaker, which is something that they need. This is coming from the DHS fund, not from the defense fund, and they're in dire need of a icebreaker, because their Polar Star icebreaker right now is the only one that we have, that the United States has, and if someone gets stuck in the ice...
And it's about 45 years old,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's old. And if it gets stuck somewhere, if a ship does or something, that's the only thing that can get us out, unless we rely on the Russians or Finland or something like that. So in order to get those to help people that are in the ice, there's only one option for the United States at this point.
Yes, and we know that's something they have dearly desired, because the other night at the Sea Air Space Gala dinner from that conference earlier this week, the keynote speaker was Bob Neller, the commandant of the Marine Corps, and he was congratulating Zukunft on his getting an award from the Navy League. And he said after he retires, he and his wife will go to Hawaii, he says, and they'll probably sit there and weave baskets, or he says maybe they'll weave those fronds into an icebreaker. So if the Marine Corps knows how much they want it, everybody knows how much they want it.
That's right.
And it's, their money is there to lay the keel.
Yes, and so the money, they're going to get that by 2023, not the money itself, but the actual icebreaker. And they're planning on getting three heavy icebreakers, believe it or not, in the future. Part of that is that the Defense Department's going to pay for half, and then DHS is going to pay for half of one of those icebreakers.
Because Russia is in the Arctic, and they've got about nine of them, right?
Yes, they have a ton, and they're building more. And, you know, that's an area that, as you know, is opening up because of climate change at this point. And so there's some melting and a lot more exposed land, exposed water, exposed resources, which means competing with powers like Russia.
But it's not melting enough that they still don't need icebreakers.
Right, exactly. But it's a little
easier. Ironically, they need
around,
them
right?
more as a result of
exactly,
the
exactly. Yeah.
That. Okay. What else?
Well, you know, Zukunft said that the Coast Guard for a long time was in that flyweight, featherweight kind of boxing class, right? If you're not familiar with boxing, that's the lowest class. But
you didn't notice my cauliflower ear,
right? Yeah, and now he said with this boost, so they got a little bit of a boost in 2018. If you remember, the Trump administration originally wanted to cut the Coast Guard by $1.4 billion. That's quite a hefty amount. Excuse me, $1.3 billion. It's about 14% of their budget. They ended up getting everything they asked for, plus about $30 million more. And now, and then in 2019, they're requesting about $1 billion more than their 2018 budget. It's about $11.65 billion. So having that all together, he says they're fighting in the middleweight class, which is where they need to be. He said they'll never be a heavyweight power. They're not a nuclear service, but they're someone that needs to be able to move agilely, move quickly, and that's something that they can do now.
Well, they have had heavy disaster response responsibilities. They've also been given a lot of drug interdiction responsibility in recent years, and they've got a new cutter and cruiser, there's a couple of classes, acquisition program going, and right. That's only about halfway through.
Yeah, and one thing that Zukunft warned about is that, look, they're getting all these new toys that they're going to be able to use if they get this appropriations bill for 2019, but they're going to need the continual funding in order to make sure that everything's sustainable. He said to count on about a 5% increase every year for the manpower, for the sustainment, for the maintenance, and all that stuff. But with this extra money that they're getting, they're also buying down a $1.6 billion backlog in maintenance that they've kind of built up over the years, because they've been funded below the BCA cap, or at least at that floor, since 2011. So they've had a lot of times where they just didn't have the funds that they needed to get where they wanted. They had to really make do without.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. And one of the things Zukunft himself said the other night is they have a really great record with respect to retention of people. He said people don't want to leave the Coast Guard, but they are having some departures of a certain type of Coast Guard person.
That's right. And this is how good their retention is. 92% of people after their first year are going to stay in. And then 40% of enlisted after 20 years will still be in the Coast Guard. And 60% of officers after 20 years will be in. So, I mean, they have really, really great retention. But it's the mid-career women that are still leaving. That's the 10-year mark, the 12-year mark. It's between those years. And they're not exactly sure why. You know, there's some speculation. You know, they may want to go off and start a family, you know, may start thinking about second careers. There's, you know, plenty of speculation that you can get in there. But I think part of what the Coast Guard's trying to do is to figure out why, because they need to retain these women. Women are becoming more and more of part of the military life, and they've commissioned a study to try and find out why this is happening and how they can fix it. And they're hoping to get that out by the end of the year.
So no action taken at this point. They're just sort of watching it and studying it?
Well, they have had some action. And, you know, this is something that they've done without the study. And that's mostly pushing diversity through reading lists, talking points and about hidden biases, ways that the Coast Guard may inadvertently be making women feel like they're not welcome into the Coast Guard. Another thing that they've been doing is trying to push these lean-in circles, which, if you remember Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook, which may not be in the best
reference these days, but
yeah, exactly. But she made these lean-in circles for women and men to get together and talk about some of the issues that women have in the workforce. And the Defense Department sanctioned these when Ash Carter was Defense Secretary back when President Obama was in office. And these have been opening up dialogues, helping people talk a little bit. And that's something he's really been pushing for people to do.
Now, as Zukunft retires, he's had a pretty busy tenure. And in fact, his two predecessors also had busy tenures dating back to the big Gulf oil spill when the BP platform blew up, you know, below surface. From what you have been able to gather and spending a lot of time at the Sea Air Space Conference, it seems like Zukunft is leaving with a really good reputation for having moved the Coast Guard along.
He definitely is. And I think one of the biggest accomplishments that he had was actually last year. They had three major, major hurricanes that they had to deal with, saved more than 12,000 lives, and the Coast Guard took $8 million in damages that they're getting back. I think those hurricanes are part of the reason that the 2019 budget request ended up being so high and that they're getting so much money in the 2018 budget.
Now, his retirement is still a month or so off, I think, officially, but we don't have word on confirmation of Vice Admiral Schultz yet.
Right. And so June 1st is when Admiral Zukunft finally leaves. And he said that his last name in German actually means future. So he's going to be pushing toward the future and trying to help out this next admiral come in and do his job as well.
And then he can weave icebreakers out of palm fronds in Maui.
That's right. On the beach and relax, finally.
Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out his story at federalnewsradio.com.